Hi, this is a dictation for Mr. Wayne Barnett, W-A-Y-N-E-B-A-R-N-E-T-T. Wayne Barnett, date of accident is 9-8-2021, date of birth 10-24-1970, date of service is 1-20-2023. Mr. Wayne Barnett is initially a victim of an automobile accident. In this accident, he was rear-ended at a moderately high speed, leading to headaches along with symptoms of confusion, disorientation, nightmare, fearful of an event, and pain symptom of neck pain, lower back pain, left shoulder pain, left hand pain. The patient reports today that his pain in the neck and the lower back are now at 5, and he feels 30 to 40% better than before at the time of accident. Physical therapy is helping. He does feel panicky when riding or driving a car, and other than that, no other issue. There is some pain in the left thumb, and the left shoulder has pain level 5. He can move his shoulder up to 160 degrees. In the system review, patient reports that the pain is around 5. Overall, the pain is 5, and ADLs are not affected beyond 5, except general activity, which is 6. 50% relief has been obtained. In the neurology side, patient report that headaches are 6 on a scale of 1 to 10, once or twice a week, not very severe, not associated with any symptom of TBI like dizziness, vertigo, vision disturbances, hearing disturbances, blackouts, seizures, weakness, or confusion, disorientation, or memory loss. Only thing he has bothered is difficulty sleeping, panic while driving, other than nothing else. In the pain and numbness, patient has a stiffness of the neck and the lower back along with pain in the neck and the lower back. He also has some pain in the right knee. But it's not bothering him too much. He can walk pretty good. And pain in the right hand and the wrist. And in the GI, no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problems, incontinence of the bowel, stomach pain, or any other trouble. In the GU, there is no incontinence of the urine, frequency pain, urination, blood in the urine. Respiratory, there is no F or breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. In the last 30 days, patient reports there are no changes in the pain level. And in fact, it is improving substantially. And no changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any other trauma. Current pain medications are what was prescribed from here, which is Tramadol. Substance abuse, none is reported. And compliance history, patient is fully compliant to the pain medication regimen. The physical examination is as follows. The blood pressure is 134 over 98, pulse is 76, pulse ox is 100. And the rest of the exam is same from previous visit, which is 12-21-2022. Dictation number is 0109-013. The patient is getting his knee issues settled at the Beaumont Hospital, which did provide him an injection. And the knee pain is not related to the current car accident. It was pre-existing, and he has got pain in both the knees due to arthritis. Other than that, the patient has issues in his shoulder and the neck and the lower back as related to the current accident. We are addressing that, and patient is undergoing physical therapy. An MRI that was ordered recently showed that he has a herniated disc at C3-4 and C6-7 and facet hypertrophy in C3-4, C4-5, C5-6, C6-7, and C7 and T1. In addition, in the lumbar spine, patient has bulging disc of L2-3, L3-4, L4-5, and a herniated disc. And L5-S1. The patient is advised that he will benefit from lumbar epidural and cervical epidural injections, and as soon as he schedules them, we'll be more than happy to help him out with that. The patient is provided with Celebrex 200 milligram daily for pain relief, Acifex 20 milligram twice daily for pain relief, stomach protection, Orotram 50 milligram, 1 or 2 PRN for pain, Elavil 50 milligram at night for GAD disorder, sleep and pain relief. Wellbutrin XR is provided to relieve the panic and the PTSD that he has. Lyrica 50 milligram twice a day for pain relief. So the patient is otherwise stable. He has been advised about marijuana, about the injection treatment, about the surgical options. Based on his MRIs that were reviewed at a great length, he will continue his physical therapy at two times per week, focusing on the neck, lower back, and the left shoulder with traction massage. He's been advised about home therapy, yoga, and the water aerobics. He has been placed back on a light duty job, 7 hours, 7 days, 7 pound lifting limit, no other restriction. A lidocaine gel was prescribed, 5% topical for topical pain relief. Meds were reviewed, and the patient is fairly stable. Thank you.